Welcome to the audio introduction for Grud, written by Sarah Power and directed by Jazz Woodcott-Stewart. Grud runs until the 3rd of August, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45pm, and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45pm. The show is 1 hour and 30 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are £12.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of Grud features Catherine Ashdown as Beau, Khadisha Belgrave as Aisha, and Carl Theobald as Grud. It's a new term at college, and for most of the sixth form students, all that matters are mocks, UCAS applications, and whether or not Elliot Park and Georgia Smith had sex in the study room at lunchtime. After losing the election for student president, Aisha is throwing all her energy into the school's extended physics project, or, as she calls it, space club. One afternoon, Aisha is surprised by the appearance of the usually introverted and distant Beau, doubling the membership of space club. Whilst Aisha is thrilled to have a mysterious new friend, Beau is distracted by the black hole at the heart of her home life. She's worked so hard to launch herself into bigger and better things, but will Grud eclipse her efforts and pull her off course? As you enter through the studio door, you're in a small white-walled outer room. You turn left and go through the doorway into the space itself. There, four rows of seating run along the left-hand long wall. The stage is raised and runs along the right-hand wall. The rest of this audio introduction will be told as if from the centre of the seating bank. The stage is a zigzagged pale parquet wood floor. All the walls are white. Halfway along its length, the floor dramatically slopes upwards at a 45-degree angle to then plateau for the other, higher half of its length. At the far left end of this is a room, the kitchen, with an open door leading into it, and the rest sectioned off by a wall with a large hatch opening in it. Through the hatch can be seen taps, as if the kitchen sink is built into the wall. Through the kitchen door can be seen a fridge. The higher section of the stage is dominated by a large square brown leather chair with pale wooden legs facing towards the audience. There is a dark bluey-grey jumper draped over the back of the chair. To the chair's right is a small basic rectangular pale wood table with two shelves built into it. There is a rectangular radio on top of this, also pale wood, with a silver front. Behind this is an empty plate. Directly below the hatch and against the wall is a low brown leather square footrest that matches the chair. There is a crumpled shirt discarded on it. Downstage, in the left-hand corner in front of the audience, is another small rectangular table with a small TV on it. All across the floor and around the chair are empty pizza boxes, crumpled brown takeaway bags, empty plates, a cardboard biscuit box, Pringles containers, and several empty beer cans, some on their side and crushed, and some still standing. All of the mess stops at the top of the slope. At its bottom, it is as if we're in a different space, with just two white metal-framed school desks with pale wooden tops side by side, facing the audience, and with white chairs behind. Atop the right-hand desk is a black laptop. Set into the right-hand short wall are two white shelves, and to their right is a white wooden door with a small round clock above it. During the production, the actors change the set, bringing things on or tidying up in between scenes, denoted by music playing. About halfway through the play, the actors swap the space around, so what is the classroom area moves to the top part of the stage above the ramp, and the chair, TV, and footrest move down to the lower right-hand part of the stage. About three quarters of the way through the play, the character Beau lifts a hidden hatch that runs the length of the top of the slope from the front of the stage to the back. She refers to the stream and sits on the edge of this open rectangle in the floor, eventually getting in. When she climbs back out, her clothes are wet, as if she has been in the stream. After the first short scene between Beau and Aisha, a video of space is projected on all of the white walls, and this is repeated at the end.
So I'm Catherine Ashdown. My pronouns are she, her, and I am white, British, and I am playing Beau, and Beau is she, her pronouns as well, and she is 17. I am short at 5'2", and have a slim build, and I have blonde hair which stops around my ears. Beau as a character has quite restrained body language. She holds herself, keeps herself to herself, and tries not to get close to other characters. She wears a coat throughout the production, and at one point she disappears, and when she comes out, she's completely wet. And after that scene, she changes when they are in Manchester, and then changes again at the end when it's just her and Guad on stage.
Hello, my name is Khadisha Belgrave. I am, my pronouns are she, her. My skin, I would say dark brown. I am female, and I play the role of Aisha, who is also she, her pronouns. She is 17 years old. Her body language is quite intense, very jumpy, very in your face, in the other characters' faces. She wears a white t-shirt with a man in front, a white t-shirt with a man on it in front of a starry sky. Later on in the production, she does change and puts a leather burgundy jacket on over. And then later on, when she's going to visit Grud and she discovers Kerbal, she wears a blue woolen jumper over. I'm slim build and I'm 5'4". I have long braids that fall to my back, long black braids that fall to my back, and I wear it in a half up, half down style. I'm also wearing brown jeans throughout the whole production and cream Converse trainers.
Hello, I'm Carl Theobald and I play Grud, and who is late 40s, early 50s, and that's my own age as well. And his physicality is mostly drunk, so he's quite off balance and a bit kind of staggering about, apart from the moment where he's sober, which is kind of sort of meek and apologetic and slightly shamed. And the costume is pretty much the same apart from the end when he tidies himself up. And then he looks a lot smarter than the previous basic costume that he's wearing. Pronouns are he, him, as are my pronouns. And looks are shaved, balding, grey hair, and probably about 5'8", and slim build.